Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we add one more song to our perfect pop playlist.
And boy, is it a good one. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And as we promised yesterday, we have back with us, this time on Skype, our friend Jody Gersh.
Yay.
Hello, Jody.
Jody.
You are coming to us direct from the Twin Cities.
Correct. I am sitting in Minneapolis. I am staring at the U.S. Bank Stadium, home of the Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota. And they're holding the Super Bowl there, the next one.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
That is going to be interesting.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep. You're all welcome to hang out in my apartment and watch the festivities.
Let me ask you this. You've only been in Minnesota for a few months now. Outside of music, what's been your favorite thing about the Twin Cities?
Everybody wants to be outside when the weather gets nice, which you could say that about most cities, but I think I've heard this about Chicago, too, that because it's so cold for so long, that when it gets nice out, everybody just wants to be outside.
Yeah, right.
So a lot of the bars have rooftop open bars and outside seating.
Nice.
And you just wouldn't necessarily think, oh, Minneapolis, rooftop bars. But, like, everybody is just outside. So right now, for the last few weeks, it's been warm. And you just, like, walking down the street, you'll hear music, you'll see people. Everybody's just kind of out and about. And I really love that. And I like that I can walk pretty much everywhere. I think I've driven my car maybe 8 times since I moved here.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
And you know, Jody, I was there, I've been there a couple times to visit my friend Steve, and I think it was last summer I was there, and he had a bunch of friends over, he was having a little party, and it got to be kind of late. It was maybe like 11 o'clock at night or something, and we were all sitting around in his backyard, we were having a few beers and stuff, and somebody says, like, hey, let's go swimming. And I'm like, where are you going to go swimming? It's like 11 o'clock at night. It's totally dark. And they, yeah, we're just going to go to the end of the street here. And they just went down to the end of the street and jumped in this lake. Because there's like lakes everywhere.
There's lakes everywhere, right?
Yeah.
10,000 lakes.
I didn't
there's
go in.
There's actually like 11,000. It's like a big thing here. Everyone's like, well, it's more than 10,000. But they're very much about their lakes. And I don't want to insult anybody. but they keep saying, oh, you got to go to the lakes. And like my parents were visiting last week and I was asking people at my office, you know, recommendations, what I should do with them. And they're like, oh, take them to the lakes. And I grew up on Long Island, which was an island surrounded by water. And we would sometimes during lunch break, like go to the beach because you could just drive to the beach.
Yeah.
It was very close. And then my parents live in Florida in Delray Beach. And so I don't know if it's because they're landlocked here that going to the lake seems like such this big deal, but for some reason I don't see it. Like I used to live in Reston and I would walk around Lake Thoreau and there was like a lake 5 minutes from my house. So I just, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not trying to insult the lakes. I just don't get it yet. And maybe after I'm here for a while, I'll get it. But
well, I was not about to go into a lake where I didn't know what was swimming around in there in the bottom, especially in the dark after I'd had a few drinks. I stayed on the side, but everyone else just went in the lake.
Yeah. Okay. And you can also go ice fishing in Minnesota, assuming, you know, with climate change, you can still do that without
not.
Peril.
Slush fishing now.
Right?
Slush.
So you should try that.
Yeah. I've seen local like sports shows on ice fishing on TV. It looks really exciting.
Ice fishing channel, yeah. I like that they build like a little house on the lake and like fish in there.
You know what it is? It's more, it's only partly about fishing. It's more about what we're doing right now.
That's right.
Which is drinking beer.
Might want to have a beer. Yeah.
Shoot, you guys are drinking. Wait, let me get a beer.
Yeah, please do.
Yes.
Or else you can't be on the show.
Let us know what that is. Jim, we're drinking the, while Jody's getting her beer, we're having the Centennial IPA from Founders.
Yeah.
I think it's quite nice. Dry hopped, crisp. What do you think? It's very good.
I like it a lot. And Founders is a Midwestern brewery. They're out of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The all-day IPA is a favorite of mine. Start cracking that early
in
the day.
But this is the Centennial IPA, so it's
got a little bit of kick to it. 7.2.
All right,
7.2, yeah.
What do you got there, Jody?
Got my Bell's Two Hearted.
Ah, what a beautiful beer. Yeah.
So what we're going to do with this episode with Jody Gersh, we're going to revisit our Perfect Pop series that we do from time to time.
I can't wait to hear what Jody chooses.
Where we have people pick what they consider to be a perfect pop song, right? But hold on. Before we do that.
Okay.
Before we get Jody's pick.
Yep.
Here's what I'm thinking.
All right.
If you don't want to do this, it's fine.
Okay.
But I was thinking with Jody on the line, maybe we should play a game of Driving and Crying.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. That'll be fun. It's Wednesday. What the heck?
Sounds fun.
You up for that? Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like fun.
You know how to play, right?
It's cool. Yeah, I've played a couple times.
Yeah. It's just like Jenga. So, okay.
Kind of.
All right.
All right. Let's do it.
Who's going to go first?
I think I won last game, so I think I'll kick off.
And then I'll go, and then Jody. That'll be the order, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. You guys ready?
I gotta think.
Get in the zone, Jim.
Yep. Okay.
Are you in the zone?
I am.
Okay. The Waco Brothers.
I wasn't expecting that. Yep. Material Issue.
The Knack.
Wow. I didn't see that coming. Okay, well, Superchunk.
Superchunk played off the Knack. Okay, I see what you mean there. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. All right. Let me just ask a quick ruling here. Yeah. Am I allowed to play my George Clinton card?
If you want to play it this early, sure.
Okay, all right, all right. George Clinton.
This early. That's interesting. Pat Benatar.
Vampire Weekend.
All right. All right. Getting kind of fancy there. Dash Rip Rock.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, I kind of put you in a corner there.
Tough.
Ooh. Big Audio Dynamite.
She worked her way out of it.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go with Titus Andronicus.
Driving and Crying.
Oh, well done, Jim.
Yeah.
Well done.
One of these days, I'm going to win this game.
Right. Yeah, I know. And he went with George Clinton early, so that could have been.
Yes,
yeah.
I know. That really could have bit me.
Yeah, but it didn't.
That card.
Yeah.
And I can't use it again now for,
for a while.
For a while,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Jody. That was fun.
Yeah, it was cool.
That was good.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right, cool. So why don't we take a little break here, and then we're going to come back, and then Jody's going to reveal her pick for Perfect Pop.
Excellent.
All right?
Yep.
Does that make sense? Yep. Are you still stung over this game?
Yeah, a little bit, but that's okay.
Yeah. All right. You'll come back. You'll come back. I know. I get to wear the belt now, which is fun. We have a whole DNC belt.
Oh, man.
It's really decorative. It's really fancy. It's just enormous. Yeah. It's cool. So I get
that. If I had one, would you have sent me the belt?
Oh, yeah.
That's
you get
the way
belt.
It works. Yeah.
That's great. Next time.
Yeah. You have to pay for the postage. So, Patrick, this is where we do the little promo where we talk about ourselves. Most of the time.
Yeah.
And I thought this time we should really encourage people to subscribe to Rock in the Suburbs.
That's important.
Because maybe you're a first time listener, you're a friend of Jody's, and you're listening in today and you're like, hey, what is this? This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So one way to get that all the time is hit the little subscribe button on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and then it just always shows up on your phone.
I think of it, Jim, and maybe I'm wrong here, and I often am about things, but to me, it kind of reminds me of subscribing to like an email newsletter. Like once you know, if you're on a site you like and you want to get some updates from that music site or whatever that site might be, you just put your address in, and then every day it comes to you. It's the same kind of thing, right? You check your phone, you check that little podcast app, and the next thing you know, you got a new episode there every day.
I subscribe to a few different podcasts, and it's great because every morning I just see like, hey, what's new?
Got a new one.
And it tells you right there on the phone, new episode of Podcast X, or in this case, Rock in the Suburbs, and you know, then you just listen to it. It couldn't be simpler.
Oh, it couldn't be simpler. And guess what? It's free.
It's totally free.
It costs you nothing.
It's totally free. This is not like, we're not trying to sell you some kind of deal like the way, you know, magazines try to get you to like, you know, introductory offer, all that kind of stuff. No, it's always free.
No one
always going to be free.
No one will come to your home.
That's right. So subscribe to Rockin' the Suburbs on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Please do that. And let's get back to the show.
Sounds good.
All right. All right. So, Jody.
Yes.
You love pop music.
Talk about pop music.
There we go.
I love Jody's taste in music.
I know. So do I. So let's hear, what do you consider to be a perfect pop song?
So should I talk about it first, or you want to play it first?
What do
talk
you prefer?
Let's play the beginning of it.
Okay. Okay. Well, this will be good. And then maybe
the
we'll play
a little. Really okay. Good.
Okay. Now tell me if I have the correct one. Are you ready?
Yep.
I gotta say, I don't know what it is based on those notes. I can't name that song in those notes.
But let me ask you that. Did that not sound like a perfect pop song, though?
It really did. And it was very, very intriguing. Like, I can't wait to see where it goes.
Okay.
So it's from a synth pop band, okay. An American synth pop band called Book of Love.
Hmm. I know the band.
Yeah, and the song is called Boy. It was their debut single in 1985.
Really? That's interesting. I remember the band Book of Love. Do you remember them, Jim? They were kind of a reaction to, I don't know, like Jody said, I think some of that classic like early 80s synth pop, right, that was sort of, you know, in Britain in some of those early singles, because you can hear that kind of thing, yeah.
Is it the kind of band you might hear in a John Hughes movie?
Well, maybe, yeah, perhaps.
It was the kind of band that I definitely heard in the nightclubs that I used to go to.
Okay.
In DC, specifically Trax.
Yes,
it was played there a lot. And later in life, the people that wrote the song Book of Love, the main writer, said that it was actually about a gay bar in the East Village.
Oh, really? Interesting.
So the song is a lot of fun to dance to, but it's incredibly fun to sing to, which, you know, that's me. That's what I like to do.
Yes, you do.
And used to play it at Trax, and we all would just scream so excitedly that they were playing it, and we would dance to it. I think you could play the part where she starts singing now if you'd like.
Okay, sounds good.
Yep.
So, Tubular Bells.
Yeah.
I love that. I think what I love about this song, and I think what makes it just such a perfect pop song, yes, you've got the synth pop, but you've got also just these like different instruments playing. You've got the bells, you've got the synthesizers. It's just a lot of fun. And then the topic of the song, it's basically this woman who likes a boy, but the boy that she likes other boys. And so she's basically upset that she's not a boy.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
That's the gist of it. Yep.
Yeah. And so that's interesting too, right? And I think one of the things that we've kind of zeroed in on, Jim, in some of the perfect pop songs is we like a song very much that's got like a little bit of a twist in the lyrics,
yes,
right? Whether it's a switch you don't expect or it's a little twist like that. So that's very cool. Yeah. And gosh, almost reminds me of like... you know, the beginning of that Naked Eyes song that was pretty popular, Always Something There to Remind Me, right? Which was kind of a cover. They had the kind of the bells going too.
That's right.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember Book of Love. I want to say they had another song, Jody, called Pretty Boys and Pretty Girls. I can't remember. Do you
That's
remember
right.
that song? Yeah.
It's on here.
That was one I remember from back in the day.
Yeah, and their other bigger hit was I Touch Roses. I
don't know if you remember. Oh, yeah, that sounds familiar as well. But this one is cool. Boy.
This one's called Boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Neither of you had ever heard it?
I had not heard it.
Wow. No.
That's pretty great. So that's another first for Perfect Pop. Yeah. I think that's the first time anyone's entered a song that neither of us had ever heard.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It was in the top 10 on the Billboard dance chart in 1985, but not the Billboard Hot 100.
Right.
Interesting.
Which was probably, in 1985 was not a chart I was following.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. To me, this is more exciting. I love it when somebody brings a great song that I have no idea.
Totally.
Completely
Very
missed
cool.
it. So that's wonderful. Okay.
All right. We'll add that to the Pantheon.
I didn't win the other game, but I won this one, right?
Yeah, you totally did. That's the first stumpage we've had.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right.
Very cool.
It's added to the Spotify Perfect Pop playlist.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, it's going on there.
Awesome.
As a place of honor. Okay. Well, thanks very much, Jody. And as I mentioned yesterday, you know, we're counting on you to report back to us on other great Minnesota, you know, music happenings.
Official correspondence,
right? Yes.
Yes, I'm going to get right on that. I'm not being facetious.
So you let us know whenever there's something really cool happening.
Yes.
That you've encountered, then we'll get you back on the show, all right?
Sounds good. And then I look forward to your Rock in the Suburbs road trip to the Twin Cities.
So do I. My good friend Steve Healy lives in St. Paul, Jim, so that's two stops we could make. And then we got Paisley Park.
And we can crash at Jim and Linetti's house.
That's right. Jimmy's there. I totally forgot. Man,
that's
this is a week is shaping up quickly.
That's right. All right. So I think what people should do is, in the interim, listen to Rock in the Suburbs.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
It is available just about every day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Listen to it as much as you can. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Audioboom, Stitcher, or TuneIn.
Mm-hmm.
You can also visit our website, which is suburbspod.com, where you can see show notes. You can listen to the show. You can see other writings that we have, various photos and other fun things.
Mm-hmm.
And also you can find us on social media. That would be, and this is something Jody knows a lot about.
She does.
Social media.
Absolutely.
It's like part of her like real job.
Yeah.
It's really impressive.
Tweet them, like them, follow them, retweet them, favorite them.
There you go.
Do all the stuff that we don't do very well. It is Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, all at Suburbs Pod.
Suburbs Pod.
All right. Also call if you're a little more old school.
Mm-hmm.
You can
you
pick
can
up
do that.
The phone. You can give us a call.
It is
612-440-1984. That's a Minnesota number.
Yes.
Right?
It is.
Are you a 612, Jody?
I think I am. Yeah, that's right.
There you go. And you can leave a message there, and then we'll put your voice on the show, and that's really cool. Or you can email us rock@suburbspod.com. This is Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us is
Jody Gersh.
Thanks, Jody. We'll talk to you later. And to the listeners, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, bye. Jody. Bye.
I could have gone with I Touch Myself for the Divinyl, but
that one I knew.
That's a little too odd. That's on the nose, yeah.
Talk about for 10, 15 minutes.
That's the Rock in the Suburbs After Dark. That's a different podcast.
It's the